This is a station for patient makeup is MONICA PACE. Date of birth is 2/11/73. Date of service is 3/25/2022. A continuation of the previous dictation. Number is 0328-50. Physical examination is as follows. Blood science, blood pressure is 83/32. Heart rate 79, rate 20, pressure 98.1, height is 5, weight is 150. 5, pulse ox 98. 50-year-old African-American female, alert, oriented, politically conscious, sitting comfortably, and patient is adult, nourished, and hydration is good. And patient does not appear to be in acute distress or any shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. There is no severe pain phases or any shortness of breath or acute distress occurred on patient. The patient exhibits good attitude and demeanor. Patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile without using any adaptive device. Rest for physical examination on the tablet. The neurological examination, the musculature examination, okay, it's all normal. Examination, the musculature. Inspection palpation from the carotid spine tenderness located at L5S1 and bilateral leg joints. Peripheral muscle spasm is not present, there is no tendon hypertonicity. Range of motion, cervical spine is normal. Forward flexion 50, extension 60, and side flexion 45, wrist rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion 25, and bilateral rotation is 25. And upper extension is not found painful. Manual study. If I report the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman's is negative. The spine sign is negative, the lumbar test is negative, the stretch test is negative, so the test is negative. In thoracic spine, Bruce test is negative, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Bruce's recurrent test is negative, but sit leg raise test is positive. At 45 degrees bilaterally, control lateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Weather test is positive. Campus is positive, presence kits is negative. The three leg joints, mild tenderness is observed on both three leg joints. Especially the left side with a positive fiber test bilaterally and non-insulin test positive bilaterally. Training flexion test was negative, decompression test was positive, distinct test was negative. Internal growth is negative. The extremities from the temple are completely normal. Diagnosis. General is 110. V89.2 SST, V79.81, CNR51, RT2, G44.329, 41 F30.9, S09.90 XA. Nerves M79.2, muscles M6.9, ligaments M54.0. Cervical spine, lumbar spine, M 54.5, 1.27, 54.16, 54.42, 3.4, etc. Acrylic sign M 54, 6.1. M 99.04. Plan of care for makeup case is from the template. And treatment plan will be from the template also. Physical therapy has been ordered 2 times a week, focusing on lower back and sacroiliac joint, especially the left sacroiliac, which is more painful, with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient has been advised about home exercise, metal back prevents, heat massage, stretching, spinal reduction at home, as well as yoga meditation to bring relief. Patient is ordered night duty in disability, part-time work for 7 hours, 7 days, 5 on maximum lift limit. Medicine. Non-narcotic medication is naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Allow 15 mg at night for GI disorder, sleep, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and pain relief. 10 mg at night for muscle relaxation. Should be the spasm and trigger points anywhere. And sleep. Curicid 1 to every 6 hour plain, 50 tablets for help with the headaches. Novel 19600 twice a day, 6 tablets for radiculopathy, that patient complaining of the left leg with numbness and tingling, and also for headaches. Narcotic analgesics to help with the pain, the severe affecting the function of sleep. Tramadol 50 mg 1 to 2 every PRN basis at night or in the morning. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referred to psychiatry, yes, for anxiety, depression, fitness club, yes, review of the available MRIs. Well, there is an MRI of the lower spine that is done at Dr. Edwards Hospital, dated 10-10-2021 reports. Bulging of L4-5, facet arthropathy, leading to neural feminostasis. Left is more than the right, and abutment of the exiting left L4 nerve roots, small joint fusion in the right side joint, 0.4 centimeter right L4 single and or frontal cyst. The L5-S1 that mild disc bulge superimposed central disc protrusion, which abuts the ventral thecal sac, narrowing the lateral recess, left greater than the right. And there is a spectral abutment of bilateral gritting elf and nerve roots. The sacroiliac disc is patent. Leg rings are unmarkable. Interventional procedure based on the physical exam and history as well as the MRI findings. We post the LESI 4 to 6 times will bring the reasonable relief, relieve the radiculopathy patient experiencing the left leg, as well as possibly helping with the facet joint injection and also a sacroiliac right injection and two for diagnostic and therapeutic purpose will definitely bring some relief to the patient. Surgical option none are considered referral to neuro psychiatry, not considered attended care case or patient warranted. Hospital records are not warranted. Right now we have reviewed, but most of them are used for related issues, investigations. No new investigation in order at this time. In the end, the patient has been provided with back brace and tensioned to bring help. Education, yes. Follow within 15 days. And disability, yes. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.